1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning life coach and mentor, 2x best-selling author, law of attraction YouTuber, speaker, and badass entrepreneur. My mission is to awaken and inspire women to turn their dream life into an abundant reality and to help them create their positively wealthy life full of abundance, happiness, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcasts today. So today I have the amazing India Majuri with me today. And India, if you don't know, is also known as the Energy Coach. She is a soul alignment healer, psychic spiritual mentor, podcaster, and speaker. India is passionate about inspiring people to be themselves. She knows you're here for a divine reason and loves to help you see your own magic by connecting you back with your heart and soul. She offers people a deeper understanding of inner peace, empowerment, and an incredible sense of freedom. What an intro. Thank you so much, India, for being here today.
Yay, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited. And thank you to everybody who's listening as well, who's joining us for this conversation. I'm really excited to dive into all your exciting work, India, and ask you lots of questions. But first of all, a question that I love to ask everybody who comes on the podcast is, when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
Yeah, going in deep at first. Well, where do I start? I feel like my whole life I've been spiritually awakened, or having a spiritual awakening throughout. I think let's start from the beginning. There have been several times in my life where I look back and I see at that time I wasn't aware, because I wasn't, you know, spirituality wasn't really a thing for me back then. But looking back, I can see definitely there was a huge shift there. But it was very subtle. It was more just stepping into the next phase of my life. So, for example, when I was a teenager, I got into drugs a lot. I was really rebellious. I got into loads of trouble. Something happened where it really like slapped me around the face. I was like, right, I really need to fix up. Do I see myself doing this forever? Definitely not. So what is it that I can do to change? And then I literally stopped doing severe amount of drugs. I still sort of had a binge every now and then, but predominantly I stopped doing it every night. And I went to college and I studied fashion, and I really enjoyed being creative, and it was like a really really healing modality for me to let go of all that trauma, or start the process of healing the trauma that I experienced as a teenager. Now I see that as a bit of a spiritual awakening, but that was more, you know, in life where you're just like, right, okay, let's you know, fix up, I need to do something different now. And I've had a couple of those moments throughout my life, but predominantly the most intense, the most severe spiritual awakening is what's happening with me right now. And I would say it's lasted for about 2 years. And it's really, well, it started when I was 32 and then moved into 33. I've just turned 34 now. And it's been a really, really deep shedding and letting go of all these unhelpful patterns that just don't serve me anymore. Like, I really generally thought that I got to this space of like, wow, like I'm really myself, I'm very authentic. And then something happened, or a few things happened where I was like, wow, this isn't my decision. This is people pleasing. This is me trying to please other people, or me trying to fit into this group of people that aren't my people. And like, I'm changing myself to be accepted into certain situations. And then COVID happened, and I believe we've all had a spiritual awakening, but it's, as for all of us, it's been really, really intense. And so I'd say this one currently is my the most severe I've experienced in my life. But there's so many different symptoms. Like previously, I would say I got headaches. I just felt nauseous a little bit. I actually went to the doctors certain amount of times as I was sort of shifting through these little mini awakenings. But now, my hair has been falling out. I've been I've had huge highs and huge lows. My emotions have been quite numbed. And that's the only way I can really explain it, the numb feeling where I don't feel anything. And actually, when I've Googled and sort of looked into more spiritual awakening symptoms, the symptoms that I'm feeling isn't something that I've seen written about. So I would just trust your gut on that if you're going through it.
Definitely. And I think, like you say, everybody's going to experience different ascension symptoms and awakening symptoms. And I loved what you said there, because I'm very similar. Like, I had my spiritual awakening, 6 years ago now. And I got to a place where I was like, yeah, I really feel like myself. I really feel like I'm in a good space. And literally same as you, as soon as I hit my Saturn return last year, 27, and I'm 28 now, like the deepest inner work came up. I think the years prior to that were harder for me in terms of karmic lessons and in terms of what was happening in my life then. But I feel like the deepest inner work I've done in a more stable awakening, but still obviously, you know, tough for some aspects emotionally. And, you know, when you're clearing things, it's never sort of like a walk in the park always. Mm-hmm. You know, I've really noticed that over my Saturn return. And it's interesting over your Jesus year 33 that you experience that awakening as such, and you're going through that. And I think it's really important to share that as well, because I think a lot of people, when they're coaches or authors, or they're kind of in this sphere, I think everyone has that kind of vision that these people are like these holy beings who are healed. They have nothing wrong with them. And I think it's really good for people to hear that actually you are going through an awakening. I'm going through an awakening. We're all going through awakenings right now. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to experience different things and different traumas that come up and healing. And I think it's really important to share that. So thank you for sharing that. And yeah, I think it's good that you said that we have multiple awakenings, because we really do. We really blooming do. And I think I need to like change this question. I've asked this question to every guest over the last 4 years, and I feel like now it should be like, how many spiritual awakenings have you had?
To be fair, I mean, 27 as well, the Saturn, that was when I started my healing journey, actually. I properly started to I studied health kinesiology, which is a healing modality, and I left fashion. Well, I started to wind down from the fashion world into healing, and that was intense.
Okay, so in your work, you talk about like protecting your energy and having healthy boundaries. So I hear people talk about this a lot. A lot of the time, people don't know how to protect their energy, or even why they need to protect their energy as well. So why do we need to protect our energy? How do we do that? And how does it help us then have healthy boundaries?
Okay, it's a really good question. This, I believe, should be taught at school. Well, definitely, if you're in a job role where you're interacting with people all the time, like if you're a hairdresser or a therapist, or even, you know, receptionist, when people coming into your space, coming and going all day, every day, it's so important to protect your energy and feel grounded, because we can pick up on other people's moods all the time. And if you're an empath like me, that's something really obvious. You feel things for other people. You may notice it when you're on a train. So, I remember this one time, this man sat next to me and I just felt this unbearable amount of sadness. And I knew it wasn't mine. And I looked at him and he did look really sad. And I remember getting off the train and crying my eyes out, being like, oh my gosh, that man is just so sad. So you can pick up on other people's emotions. And within friendship groups as well, if you've got someone who's having a really bad time, or you have that friend that likes to offload, you know, you're picking up on that. And if they're offloading onto you, you can be holding the weight of their problems on your shoulders. It's not your problem. It's their problem. You're there to support if that's what you want to do. So this is why protecting your energy is really important. And if you're a hairdresser, for example, you're massaging people's heads, your people are offloading to you, or a beautician, for example, definitely protect yourself. So I do this before every single client. And if you don't have something that can trigger you to do that, for example, if you don't have clients, I do that every single morning. And you, the more you do it, it's a visualization that I'll share. The more you do it, the easier it will become. I remember when I first started to visualize this, I did need a good sort of 10 minutes to sit and really like tune in on the visualization and really make sure that I felt, you know, secure and grounded and protected. Whereas now, because I've been doing it for such a long time, I can visualize it with my eyes open, walking down the street in the middle of a club. Not like that we're clubbing at the minute, but you know what I mean? You know, it doesn't matter where I am. I can visualize it. It'll take me like 2 seconds. So it's definitely a practice, and practice makes perfect. So what the best way for me, but you have creative license, right? Everyone has creative license. So you, whatever feels good for you, you can sort of adapt what I'm about to share to make it work for you. What I like to do is visualize a column of light streaming straight down from the center of the universe, straight through my crown chakra, which instantly raises my vibration. That column of light then connects down into the center of the earth and loops back up again, all the way into through you back into the center of the universe. So this keeps you in a two-way flow of love and light. Then I visualize roots growing from my sit bones into the center of the earth. You may want, some people like to drop anchors from their sit bones or their feet into the center of the earth, or a cord. You can do that, whatever feels right for you. And then I imagine myself, my aura expanding to around 6 feet. And with that, I then seal. So I visualize this light sealing my aura. And this light is like a filter. So it filters out anything that's no longer of service to me, or anything that is not of the highest good for me. And it filters in love and light. And then on top of this, around my aura, which I learned from one of my old teachers, Karila Anhara, from Starlight, I imagine or visualize a ribbon of fire about an inch away from my aura. And this energetic fire transmutes all energy into love and light from any direction. Now, this fire I've started to do for the last 2-3 years, and it's really, really, really made such a big impact on me and the healing that I do. Because firstly, when we go through traumatic situations, say you've had a falling out with a friend and you are really angry at that friend, you don't want that anger to reach that friend, not in the way that you feel. You know, the communication that you will have between each other is different to how you feel when you've walked away. So when you protect yourself with that, first of all, sealing your aura with light and then that fire, you can chuck anything, anger, resentment, jealousy, hurtful words, you can chuck out there into the universe, and that fire is just going to transmute it into love and light. So you can heal yourself by letting go of all your deepest, darkest secrets and all this anger that you want to just release, and it's not going to be sent towards anyone. And then vice versa, you know, not a lot of people know how to do that. So if someone was chucking, you know, hurtful stuff towards you energetically, it's not going to reach you. There were a few things, I suppose, I say it's really simple, but there were a few things that I've shared, but predominantly the grounding and protecting, roots into the ground, and your aura are the two main points. And if you have time to do the others, then I would definitely do that as well.
Yeah, I mean, they're great. Thank you so much for sharing those. I first learned about energy protection, I think it was about, 2-3 years ago. And it was so, so important for me, because at that time, like, I really was feeling like energy attacks and I was just feeling really drained. I've heard Kyle Gray speak about this a lot as well, where he says, you know, it's just as important as your skincare routine in the morning. You know, you have your 3-step skincare routine of like wash, cleanse, moisturize. And actually he was like, you need to do that with your energy as well. And I loved how he put it that way, because it's so true of like, it's not enough to just protect your energy. We also have to clear energy, because you don't want to be like trapping that in your kind of energetic bubble if you work with lights or bubbles. Mm-hmm. I loved how you put that. Really, really useful tips. Thank you for sharing those. And I think it's just such a good practice to have, because I feel like I'm lost when I don't do that as part of my little morning ritual. And you're so right, when you're working with people, whether it's, you know, in a supermarket or have clients or whatever your role is, you know, we all need to have those boundaries there for self-love, for self-worth, mm-hmm. And to just feel good as well, definitely. So moving on from the energetic protection side of things then, so we're protecting our energy, we know why we need to do that now. So in terms of building then that trust with our body, with our energy, how can we build that trust?
There's a lot of layers to this, and it's not, I wouldn't say it's sort of one size fits all, but predominantly the way that I like to work, and the moral, you know, the values behind the work that I do, or the teachings behind the work that I do, is your body is designed to look after you, right? That's it, full stop. Whether you've got an autoimmune disease, you know, which they say that your body's attacking you, it's not. Your body's there to look out for you, okay? And when we have certain illnesses or ailments, we can start building such resentment to that part of our body, when actual fact, it's there and fighting for you to keep you alive. So, simple example, I used to suffer really badly from candida, and it came back again this year. And I don't know if any of you have tried this, but I found out about it earlier this year, spit test. First thing in the morning, you spit into some water and you can see what the spit does in water, because candida is a fungus. So in water, it grows. So if you look at the spit in the water, if it grows legs and does this, that, and the other, then it's clear that you have candida. So I did that one morning and I was like grossed out by what the spit did. I said, oh, that's disgusting. It's in my stomach. You know, oh, this is so horrible. And then it just dawned on me. I was like, wow, that's in my stomach. My stomach's actually fighting to get rid of that. That's a lot. If that is in my stomach all day, every day, then that's a lot of energy my gut is exerting to try and keep my gut working functionally and to do all that it can to get rid.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Get rid of it. We'll balance out the candor and get rid of the candida, the overgrowth. So it was a really sort of huge realization for me. It's like, wow, okay, my body's there designed to support me. So when we look at ourselves and we're like, oh, I've got IBS, or my body's not functioning how it should, it's sort of changing that and recognizing that your body is functioning how it should. It's just working, exerting energy into healing that part of your body, however, in whatever way, shape or form. So it's changing that thought process from resentment and gradually understanding that your body's there to keep you alive. So it's focusing on the things that it's actually doing to support you. Another way that I like to work, which I think is really important to understand, is that each ailment and illness that we have is always linked to emotions. And our body communicates with us every single day. So when we start recognizing and tuning into our body and understanding or recognizing what this communication is, we can start breaking down our behaviors and being more conscious of what exactly it is that our body needs and the care and attention that we need to give ourselves. So for example, you know, headaches are a sign that you're taking on other people's problems. You may have, stomach problems, which means that you're not digesting your emotions properly. Anxiety, you're always looking in the future, so you're never being present. Autoimmune disease generally means that you don't trust your own judgment and you're sort of stuck in a fight or flight. You're always feeling attacked. So we can break down these emotions or break down these symptoms into the root cause of how it's transpiring, and just changing our way of thought can then sort of break down exactly what it is that we need. So yeah, I hope that's answered your question.
Yeah, no, really intriguing. And like, I definitely want to try this spit test now. I've never heard of it. So I'm like, oh, this is really interesting. Because I had a few gut things actually, which I've healed and balanced, luckily. So yeah, I'd be really interested to see what my spit does in the morning. Just do it as soon as you wake up?
As soon as you wake up, before any water, before you clean your teeth, before any food, just a glass of water, spit in the top of it. And if the spit grows legs and then it gets cloudy at the bottom and has sort of sediment in between the glass, you sort of leave it for half an hour. But if it's severe candida, it will start doing that quite quickly. Mm. And it suggests that there is candida within the body. And if your spit just stays at the top, doesn't really do much, then it will suggest that you don't.
Okay, interesting. We'll give it a go. Thank you. So another aspect of your work is aligning to your true authentic self, and I think this is something that everybody really strives towards and wants, but they don't necessarily know the steps to do that. So how would you suggest that we can align to our true authentic self?
This is a really, really slow process, depending on how much you trust yourself. And for me, I never trusted myself growing up at all. I always thought differently to everyone else. So as a child, I looked at myself as being wrong. If I'm the only one that thinks this way, then I'm wrong. So that built this distrust in myself. So this has been a really slow, gradual process to align with my true authentic self. So I know and have experience of how long it can take. But predominantly now I'm older. Well, first of all, the older you get, I feel like you care less about what everyone else thinks. So the older you get, you actually mold into more of yourself naturally anyway. And secondly, when I notice myself that I'm out of alignment, it's when I feel anger, resentment, you know, exhaustion. You may experience burnout, for example. Just take a break, remove yourself from that situation. I've literally just had a 2-week holiday, which could not have come soon enough. And within that break, I started looking back at, you know, things that I'm doing, posting on social media. And I'm like, hang on, is this because I think that I should be doing this? Or is this because I want to? And it was always the shoulds. I should be doing this. So I'm like, hey, okay, this isn't in alignment with me. I'm not being true to myself, and people can read this from me. So I always like to remove myself from the situation. If you're not able to go away, just put your laptop down, go outside, have a walk, see a friend if you can, do something that's different to what situation you're in at the moment that you feel that is out of alignment, and just remove yourself and just give yourself some time and compassion, because you are amazing as you are. And if anyone doesn't see or is threatened by who you are, then that's more for them. That's got nothing to do with you.
Yeah, such good advice. So true, definitely. And I think, you know, it's interesting, like over this, like you say, as you grow older, you kind of naturally evolve into that anyway. And I think it's really true that we meet a new version of ourselves every year. Like we grow, we evolve, and it's, I feel like, I don't know whether this is the be all and end all answer, but I feel like for me personally, as I've gone along my journey, that each season brings a new form of alignment. So I can be in alignment, but then, you know, in 3 months' time, I might need to just tweak something a little bit, whether it's in the business, whether it's how I do things daily. So for me, it's that divine balance of just checking in and making sure that if I do feel a bit wobbly, if I do feel a little bit out of alignment, it's not that the grand scheme is out of alignment. It's just something maybe minor needs to be tweaked. And I feel like with every season and every stage, whether it's in work, whether it's in myself, my personal life, you know, it feels good to do that, because it just allows me to check back in with myself. And it's like, right, what do I want to do? Am I, like you said, does this feel good to me? Am I doing this because I should be doing it? Or am I doing it because it's my true version of wealth, my true manifestations, my true desires, my true feelings? So I definitely think it's like important for us all to check in regularly, and just when we're not feeling in alignment, just, you know, do that kind of little, you know, MOT of your life as such of, okay, how am I feeling? Where is it not feeling good? What is feeling good in my life? And how can I bring that into more balance and harmony? So yes, hope that has helped everybody. It's so important to do, so important. So you in your work do, obviously you're the energy coach, so you do a lot of energy healing. And a lot of people maybe don't understand what energy healing is versus traditional coaching or, you know, working with someone as such. So what does energy healing consist of, and how can it help us?
Good question. Every energy healer is very different, just like any coach is very different. Every doctor is different. Every, you know, therapist is, it works in their own different way. So me personally, as an energy healer, I have a few healing modalities under my belt, but predominantly I'm a soul alignment healer and a spiritual mentor. And I work at, I step into my client's shoes. I look at life the way they see it. I experience the life that they experience just by tapping into their energy and hearing about their goals and concerns, so the problems that they need addressing at the moment. And I peel away the layers, the energetic layers, to get to the root cause of each problem. So for example, your body may be communicating with you anxiety or IBS or feeling stuck right now. That is just a symptom. So I'm able to assess all the situations, all the energy connections, all the blocks, to work out, okay, what is it that we need to do right now to get you to the next step? What layer do we need to peel a way to get to the root cause. So I look at trapped emotions. I'm able to remove those trapped emotions. I look at past lives. I look at your ancestral line. When I start connecting with your soul, I'm able to see what in the past, whether it's your experience or whether this is an experience that your soul has picked up from a past life, I'm able to see what connections, where they are, and what needs letting go of, what needs healing, what needs cutting the cord of, just to removing that energetic weight. So for example, you know, when you've had a good cry, you feel so much lighter the next day. You've let go of a lot of emotion. You've let go a lot of that emotional weight. Similar sense is for the energy healing that I offer. I remove all the rubbish from your energy field, from your aura, all that you don't need anymore. So then you can process all that you do need, and then you carry on the healing at home. So all these revelations and experiences and progression in life, you'll start recognizing yourself, and you will then carry on the healing at home because you're so much lighter. You've got more spatial awareness. You're not feeling so cluttered and claustrophobic with all these past experiences trapped in your aura, or your energy field. So I'm there to clear out the rubbish, simply for you then to carry on life a lot smoother and a lot more self-aware.
I love that. It's super fascinating, like how it all works. And I think I've definitely realized, like, over my spiritual journey and the inner work journey especially, that we really do need to combine the three pillars of cognitive, spiritual, and practical, because it's not just enough, as my friend George says, it's not just enough to like sit on your meditation pillow all day and meditate out. Obviously, we have a human mind that has a subconscious, you know, we pick things up, we have limiting beliefs and fears. Some people have trauma, you know, a lot of very human things within our cognitive mind, which will need, you know, the right attention. And the practical side of things, whether that's taking action, you know, physically taking the action to work with somebody or whatever, you know, taking action in the physical and practical form means to you, whether it's journaling, whether it's mirror work, whether it's affirmations, any of these things, meditation, etc. And then we also have the energetic body as well. And I think that for me was like the missing link of my kind of work as such, because although I was meditating and I'd done, you know, cord cutting and all these kind of energetics as well, like we have a physical body. So really, you know, our body's storing those emotions. So we've got to work on the body. We've got to work on the mind and that energetic body as well, to really kind of, yeah, like embody that clear aura, like you say, and to move forward with that freedom, definitely. So definitely we need to do the energy healing as well, 100%. So the last question to you today, India, is what is one piece of life advice that you would like to leave my listeners with?
I would say none of you need fixing. You don't need fixing. You're not broken, for a start. You don't need fixing. You are not broken. And that is one piece of life advice that I consistently tell myself and my clients, because it's so easy within the life that we live now. We're just inundated with information and inside view on everyone else's life or the perfect parts of everyone else's life. So it's so easy to be like, I want to be like this, or I need to be like that, and it's not fair. You're not broken, darling. You are not broken. We all need external support sometimes. So if that is where you are right now and you literally feel so stuck and you don't know where to go, then reach out to me, Emma, someone who sort of resonates with your needs, and ask for help, and or a friend or a family member, and ask for help and support. But you don't need fixing. We just need a little bit of helping hand sometimes to, like I said, clear out the rubbish, just to get you back on track. And that may be where you're at right now. But just remember, you know, you have come so far in life. So wherever you are right now, it may not look how you want it to look. I am proud of you. You have come so far, and you are perfect right now where you are. And I'm just wanting to send so much love your way.
Oh, I love that, India. Thank you so much. And it is so true. Like, I think I've definitely felt it throughout my journey. And I think a lot of people listening would have felt it, where you feel that pressure of like, something's wrong with me. And also a lot of what I hear is, you know, especially if people are suffering with things like anxiety, depression, etc., that they feel like they can't have their manifestations or whatever because of the energy side of things. And I think it's so important to remember of like, you are perfect as you are now. You're worthy, so worthy of love and everything this world has to offer. As India said, it's just literally a case of taking out some of the rubbish and just making, you know, having a little like energetic spring clean. And you come back to that alignment of yourself. It's not that you need to become a whole new person or that there's anything wrong with you right now. It's just literally, we all go through this. We all have our own lessons and blessings in this lifetime to come here and master and learn and experience. And it's just one of those things where the more we can talk authentically about our journeys and you know, the real truths, the ups, the downs, the uglies bits, the pretty bits, the everything, the messy middle, you know, the more we can realize that actually there's so much beauty within that too. And it's not a burden. It's not a stage of life that is a sort of burden or forced upon you. It's literally just another part of your story, one that will inspire somebody one day, one that will, you know, help people and will make you strong as well, definitely. So I love that, India. So, so powerful. So where can all my lovely listeners find you if they want to learn more about your work?
I am mostly on Instagram at @theenergycoach_, and you can check out my website, which is www.the-energycoach.com. And my podcast, Spiritual Soaps Podcast as well, which is linked also in my Instagram bio.
Fabulous. And I will put a clickable link to India's website in the description below, so you've got a really quick and easy link to go and check her out. But thank you so much, India. It's honestly been such a pleasure connecting with you. And it's just been, you've given us so many pearls of wisdom. So I know that everybody's going to have taken so much away from today. So thank you so, so much for coming on, lovely.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been a real honor. Thank you, Emma.
So thank you so much, guys, for listening to another one of my podcast episodes. I really hope you've enjoyed India and I's conversation today. As always, if you want to learn anything more about India's work, then you can find a link to her website below. And if you want to learn anything more about my coaching, my videos, or anything else I have to offer, like my free content, you can find everything in the description below for you. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spiritual. I hope you have a great week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.